Good morning, everybody. Dave and Doreen and Dave Coombs, John McGiver, Marcus, we're all broadcasting live in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Moon and Laura are here. First of all, I want to know how Moon proposed to you, Laura.
He didn't.
You proposed to him?
No. What happened was we were together 23 years, perfectly happy, not being married.
Clearly, yeah.
For most of that time, he had his own house. I had my own house.
Wow.
We spent a lot of time together, obviously. He did his own laundry. I did my own laundry. And then my daughter had a sweet little boy. And I said, I can't call you my boyfriend. So I guess we really have to get married because now there's a grandchild. Oh. So we did. And now that's been 15 years.
Aww. Well, congratulations. You...
Big romantic.
You essentially proposed to him, right? No, you just, you kind of insisted.
I suggested it very strongly. And he didn't say no.
Best decision you ever made, right?
I'm going to say that right now. You better believe it. Although I got to say, we were married by her sister who got her license that week over the internet. So I don't know if it's totally legal.
You know what? I have one of those, too, in my wallet from the Universal Life Church. So if you want to renew your vows. All right. So who else has got a proposal story? All right. Let's go over here. Greg is going to tell us. So should I talk to you or should I talk to your lovely bride, Tracy? What do you think?
Okay. I knew Tracy was the one for me. So I had picked up a... brown panda, black and white panda bear, and it had a recording.
This is not a real bear though, right? This was a, okay.
Right, no, it was a toy bear, and it had a recording device in it, and I recorded Will You Marry Me on it, and then took Tracy out to dinner to Chi-Chi's, and yeah.
I miss Chi-Chi's.
Do
you guys
too.
Miss Chi-Chi's?
I would have said yes to you at Chi-Chi's,
they had that
Greg.
Really good, what was that, cheese sauce? That was so good. Anyway,
okay, so.
Got me off on a tangent there. But
so I gave the waitress the bear. I had the ring in my pocket, and you know I was going to signal her when to bring the bear over. And we were eating. I had her bring the bear over. She's looking at the bear like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? I go, squeeze the hand. And so she squeezed the hand, and it says, will you marry me? And I was holding the ring at the time.
Oh, good idea. Nice. That's a good one.
So we're 19-plus years. Next month will be 20. And I almost was going to ask you to marry us again while we were here. Maybe next year.
Yeah, you never know. I will still be a Universal Life minister. Yes.
She ran. She said, sure.
You don't think so?
No, I do love him. And as we're talking about the bear, it was a white teddy bear. It wasn't a panda. It was a white teddy bear. But it was adorable. And it did. It put me in tears because I love stuffed animals. So I'm like, oh, this is adorable. But then to open, you know, you open it up and then hear the recording, I was just like, wow. And we were talking about getting married because we were looking at rings. So I just didn't know when.
All right, details very cool. Matter, that's right? A good story. All right. We got one more back here. And okay, so just for the folks at home, your name and where are you from?
Amy, and I'm from Burlington.
And who's this guy?
This is my husband, Gene.
And so how did he propose?
Well, Gene's from Iowa, a very small town in Iowa, just pigs and corn, basically. And there's not many people, but they do have a lot of big weddings. And I would consider we were wedding crashers at the time because anybody can go to the reception. You don't have to know the people. You just go and go to the dance and have fun. And
wait a minute. This is the way it is where you grew up?
Yes. Yes, every Saturday night. There's not much to do in Northeast Iowa.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So you literally just walk into a wedding reception, even if you don't?
Every Saturday night.
So, like, did you go to the movie Wedding Crashers and wonder what the big deal was about?
No, but I have to tell you, when I was in college in Oshkosh, my roommates and I, when we were wanted some fun, we went down to Goodwill and bought some suits, and there is a wedding hall by us. We crashed that.
Smart.
So, we went to Spillville, Iowa, and went to a wedding reception of nobody we knew, and back out by the cornfield, the hogs... He asked me to marry him.
Wow.
You know, in Iowa, that's the most romantic thing you can do.
I have a question, though. When you're at these receptions, are you eating the dinner or are you just drinking the booze?
Just buy booze. You buy your drink.
Oh, so a cash bar? Okay. Yeah. All right, so it's like a...
That's the only reason they'd allow him to stay.
Yeah.
Because you know, the father, as the former father of a bride, I'm sitting there going... Dude, you've had like five brandy old fashions already.
It really wasn't the reception. The reception was earlier.
Okay.
The dances were always open to the public.
Got it.
Afterwards.
Interesting.
And there'd be 500-600 people at these dances every time.
Did you have to bring gifts?
No.
Okay. Wow.
Sometimes we took some. No, just kidding.
I'm going to move to Iowa.
All right, so the reason I'm asking everybody about this is something that happened. A radio station in Australia had this idea. They decided that they would help a woman propose to her boyfriend.
Those wacky DJs.
And, well, let's just say he wasn't expecting it. And initially, he kind of blew her off. But it has
awkward.
A happy ending. It has a happy ending. Because when she got home, he had, well, made up for it. And yes, they are going to get married. Listen to this. This is her proposal.
Every morning I wake up as the luckiest girl alive. You make me feel like nothing I've ever felt before. Will you marry me?
You're joking. I'm not trying to like put you on the spot, babe. But like I'm just pretty...
Other way around.
I just don't know if this is the sort of thing I'd do on air. You know what I mean? Like it's like a big deal.
And he had booked us dinner at this really, really fancy place in Melbourne. And he actually proposed.
I was already planning to propose. I was already bought a ring.
Oh,
kind of threw off my plans. So I was just a little bit shocked.
Okay, who believes that? Right?
Well, if he had the ring at that dinner and he proposed, then I believe it. I don't think he ran out that day and got one.
You know
one,
what?
But...
He should have had the receipt with him to say, okay, I did. I swear to you, I bought this.
I don't know if I were her that I would have gone home to him. I think I would have been like, okay, this is
a little humiliated, right?
Next.
Yeah, right. I told Jim, I said we were on a trip to the Bahamas and I didn't know if he was going to propose, but I kind of thought he might. And I said, any other day except for Valentine's Day. I would prefer just to be its own day. So guess what day he proposed? Valentine's Day, which was brilliant because I was not expecting it. I really thought, this is my one day I can relax and not have to worry
about it. Did you think
it
was brilliant on that day?
Oh, that's no.
Okay, the pause said it all right there.
But I do now.